League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to Sci Guys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, the living Luke Cutforth.
He is alive.
This week we're talking about mousy mammoths and dire DNA. But first, I've got a question for you, Luke.
I have dire DNA.
You have diarrhea.
What?
What?
How do you know? Who told you?
Have you been examining?
You told me. Every single day. Every single moment. It's all you say when you're not being recorded.
I'm just trying to put you off so you never know when I actually have it.
If
I
tell you, still all the time. It's like a double triple bluff.
Yes.
But no, my question for you is not do you have diarrhea, because of course you do.
Every day.
Every day ending in a Y.
That's what that song's about. It's every day, bro, with that diarrhea flow. Hey, that's good. Okay, move on.
The question is, yeah, if you could bring one extinct animal back to life, which one would you have sex with?
If I could bring one extinct animal back to life.
To bring one extinct animal back to life and have sex with it. Great. Which one would you choose?
Woolly mammoth, ginger. We can have
Freak.
Ginger babies.
I'd choose Neanderthal. Jesus Christ, you fucking disgusting.
I forgot humans were animals.
Ew. 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 Disgusting, Luke.
Got to propagate the ginger gene, Corey. Got to do what I can. We're going extinct. Think how many babies I could have out of one woolly mammoth.
I mean, not many. They'd probably take like 2 years or so to have a child.
Yeah.
Because they're big. Yeah, you're just going to leave that. You're just going to let that fizzle out.
There's plenty of real estate is what I'm getting at. Like, there could be lots of baby me's inside of one woolly mammoth.
I mean, yeah, okay. That's not, I mean, sure, okay. Do you know what this episode's about, Luke?
Woolly mammoths.
Right.
And my propensity to breed with them.
Whoa, that's how they went extinct.
They kept trying to breed with me.
Luke would not let them breed with each other.
I am infertile. I said to the woolly
mammoths. I mean, for a woolly mammoth, like, you know, by that scale you are. You can't produce fertile offspring with a woolly mammoth.
They were
despite
smart.
A lot of trying.
They were smart enough to understand fertility, but not smart enough to understand species.
I mean, I'm glad, because at least then, in that instance, the woolly mammoths were consenting to your, you know, horrid, disgusting lovemaking.
That's how
anyway.
My wife described it. No, you can't say for that.
That's what your wife said.
Oh, it has to stay in now. Yeah, there you go. I don't like that has to now be in the show, but hey, it was too good.
It was too good to pass up, right?
That's what my wife says. Please.
About anybody else.
Oh, I don't like my poor wife. I'm going to have to apologize to her.
Yeah, she's not going to like these jokes. Anyway. scientists want to bring back the woolly mammoth. I think we might have discussed this before, but there is a company that is making animals called Colossal Biosciences. It's in Dallas, Texas, which makes sense because everything is bigger in Texas. Colossal.
I feel like when you say a company is making animals, I feel like if you watched any movie where that happens, you would know. Maybe we don't do that. Maybe we just don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was struggling about whether or not to do this episode. I'm going to be honest with you. I have barely any notes on this. Well, because...
Other than don't.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's... Honestly, I just watched Jurassic Park a few times. Oh. I love that movie. And what I've learned from that is don't...
Yeah.
No?
It, just the sentence, a company is making animals, just feels like that's already a dystopian future.
Yeah, like you've already got the start of a Black Mirror synopsis. Let's not get to the end of it, because they don't often end well. But no, they're making, this is the thing, right? You can say they're making woolly mammoths and they're trying to make dire wolves, but that's not necessarily the case. So when you hear woolly mouse, What do you think?
I imagine that they're taking the gene that makes a mammoth woolly, and they're putting it in a mouse, the same way that they took the gene for ears and they put them in mice, mm-hmm. and the gene for glowing and put it in mice, and they just did loads of stuff to poor mice.
Yeah, not the rich mice. The rich mice managed to get away.
Poor mice.
The poor mice.
Yes.
But no.
And that is exactly why I don't like classism.
Because of the mice.
For the mice. I'm here for the mice.
Right. Well, no. So I'll give you a little correction there, Luke. There wasn't actually an ear gene that they put on to mice.
Oh, just an ear.
Well, no. They just sculpted an ear on...
Out of mice.
Out of mouse. Yeah. Because if you put sort of a gene for an ear on a mouse... you'd probably end up getting a mouse ear on its back. That's what happens when you kind of do that.
Wouldn't that be funny if you needed to transplant and they were like, well, grow one on a mouse, but then it was just a mouse's little mouse flappy ear.
Like, oh, damn it. It keeps on happening. No, it's not necessarily the genes from a mammoth because, well, why would it not be the genes directly from a mammoth?
We don't have them.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get mammoth genes.
I think we've got them, though.
We've got some.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, to my understanding, at least, and as I said, I don't have a lot of notes on this, so I might be wrong. But they looked at the mammoth genes. Okay, let's start from the start, right?
Yeah.
So there's a man, and he's crazy.
Right.
And they find... a sort of a mosquito in amber, and from that mosquito they take blood. That's Jurassic Park.
I was with you.
That's really close. Really close. But
I was like, this sounds familiar. I've heard this story before, Corey.
I do know about those.
I can bring something to the table here.
Don't do it. That's what you bring to the table. Don't bloody do it. No. So they got mammoth genes from like different places. I think they found maybe like a tooth.
Mm.
Or something, and frozen mammoth carcasses and whatnot, as you generally find on your day to day. But they found some mammoth bits. But the issue with that is that DNA breaks down pretty quickly. So even if you have a frozen mammoth sort of carcass, you're not gonna have like much usable DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It was all kind of chopped up into bits. And they kind of lined it up against, I guess, an elephant genome. Asian elephant, because that's the closest living relative, I guess, to mammoths. And they were like, okay, this is going to look quite a lot like the Asian elephant genome with some differences. Mm-hmm. So it was maybe like, do you know how like DNA is very long and it's made up of like different letters?
Such a boring read.
Like ACGT. Yeah, it's not like very varied. So they maybe had like 30 odd... like really short sort of sections of DNA, like 30 odd base pairs long or so. So they kind of took those and then lined them up with, you know, the elephant genome
mm-hmm.
to kind of get an idea of what the mammoth genome looked like. It was from 121 tissue samples from mammoths and elephants that they had. And they wanted to find out which genes gave the woolly mammoths
the wooliness.
Not just the wooliness, but like all of the sort of mammothisms, you know, the things that you'd associate with mammoths.
Well, that's just woolly and ginger.
Yeah, there's probably other things about mammoths that are different from elephants, you know, other than being woolly. Like, I don't know those personally. I can't list them off, but there are going to be more differences.
Yeah.
In the same way that there's more differences between you and like every other human being on the planet. Other than you looking ginger, yeah.
Yeah, other than me being ginger.
Yeah, other than that. Which is the one you'd immediately see and you'd be like, wow, he's weird. But actually, you're much weirder than...
I don't think that's genetic, though. I think that's just...
I mean, no, your family's quite normal. You're just a quirk of nature. It's neither nature nor nurture. It's just...
I'm a genetic freak or something happened to me.
Yeah, you're just a spontaneously erupted from the ether to be weird. they find out the sort of, it's kind of like spot the difference between elephant and mammoth genomes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they looked for similar bits in mice and then turned on those genes, right? You're not inserting a gene into a mouse. You're just kind of looking for bits in a mouse genome and being like, okay, well, what could we do? Oh, I mean, so how do I put this? I say not necessarily adding in genes. Sometimes turning on, but you could also genetically engineer mice by adding in genes.
So right? You're like looking for the same, like the equivalent gene in the mouse and be yeah. like, that might be the fluffy gene. Or yeah, that might be the ginger gene.
Or... equivalent traits in mice, okay. yeah. And then looking for the genes that would kind of maybe turn those on or turn those off, or adding in genes to turn them on in the way that you want. Why do you think they used mice instead of elephants?
Die quickly. And
Jesus.
Grow quickly, probably more important, actually.
Yeah,
grow
the dying quickly is a bad thing. My mate actually once had to get rid of the mice after the experiment was done. Yeah, it wasn't nice.
What do you do with them?
Kill them. Oh. Different ways of doing it.
Like gas them, probably.
Yeah, or smash them with a mallet. Oh. No, Luke, they told it to.
Don't do that. What the hell?
What, smashing mice with a mallet?
I mean, it's don't do that. Very but also enjoyable. Don't tell me that's what happens. Oh, that's grim.
Yeah, no. But yeah, it's not. It is something that happens. It's not nice. You have to do it. In fact, there is this whole, I think, subreddit about it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot, like a lot of people, when they get into that kind of scientific testing, and then they end up having to be cruel to the animals, they cannot hack it. Mm. It's. I think we might have done an episode on it or something. I don't know, but it's a whole thing. Maybe we'll talk about it another time.
Well, so it's like a Reddit of people trauma dumping all their.
Yeah, but also people being like, I don't know if I can even do this. Like, I'm rethinking my entire sort of PhD and everything. It's a whole thing.
Wow.
But yeah, so they used mice because, well, mammoths are big.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Take ages to grow.
It takes 2 years to grow an elephant baby.
Don't I know it.
Mice. Because you're shagging elephants on the reg. Yeah.
Keep up. Come on, Gory. I'm always shagging elephants.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot. You really like the feel of their trunk. I remember you telling
me. Oh, no.
That was the main thing.
This got
you
too
love
real.
Getting a reach around, by which I mean you love the elephant's trunk tickling your perineum. No?
It got oddly specific.
Well, yeah, that's how you described it to me. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, word for word.
Word for word.
I didn't realize we were going to bring my private life into this.
Well, you got it tattooed. On your perineum.
How do you know?
You showed me. Not even a picture as well, which wow. I would have been fine with. But
what a story this is.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I'm glad I can finally come forth with it.
You need to start a subreddit for people who've had this happen to them.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone that's
everyone that I've shown my perineum to.
Which is me, all of those elephants. It's actually much crueler than, you know how you see those elephants who paint?
Yes.
And it's actually really cruel because they... You know, they get trained and beat to do it.
Yeah.
What you do is worse.
Yeah, you don't want to see how I train the elephants to, what do you say, tickle my perineum? Yeah.
Well, that's what you said.
It's not pretty.
If you recall. No, it's not a pretty perineum. That's a
lot of dead elephants. Have to make an example.
Yeah, the elephant graveyard in The Lion King. That is all down
just
to
me?
You.
I'm just off camera to the right, just being tickled it. By the last elephant.
You're the reason the woolly mammoths went extinct. That is that is lower. Yeah, no, so... They,
that's why I'm the reason they're ginger in the first place.
That's so true. Yeah, that's it. You brought that in. You've been mentioning that so much, and I have not once mentioned it yet. You brought up the ginger, and you've been going hard on the ginger.
I'm just getting ahead of it, you know? Like, sometimes it's easier to just, you know, bully yourself before other people bully you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in your instance, I feel like other people still bullied you.
Even they were like, that guy bullying himself. Let's join in.
Let's join in. Wow, he's an influencer. yeah, no, so they turned on a couple genes. So this is from an article about this, which obviously will be linked below. For instance, scientists have known since 1994 that mice will grow much longer hair than usual if you turn off a gene known as FGF5. Similarly, a gene known as MC1R makes mice blonde. And then FRZD6 makes that hair frizzled.
Mm.
So yeah, I mean, there's a few different tweaks that you can do to make a mouse look like a sort of woolly mammoth version of a mouse. And you know, this being kind of labeled as a woolly mouse, and this is, we're bringing back woolly mammoths. Can you maybe see? I mean, it's just Jurassic Park. But can you maybe see what the issue with framing it like that is? What issue I might have?
Well, is it the in mice issue?
Well, kind of the in mice issue, but in this instance, it would be in elephant.
Yeah, so it would be not bringing back woolly mammoths. It would be like you made elephants cosplay as woolly mammoths.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's not the same thing.
What is it? It's like that Tumblr post that I f***ing love. It's, what is it? You know, it's God talking to an angel, and the angel's like, look what you did with that monkey. Like, you are human. No, it's just a monkey with anxiety, you know? You just made an elephant with long hair.
Yes.
Yeah, which is just, like, you know, not a woolly mammoth.
Yes.
Because there are going to be other genetic differences.
I feel like woolly mammoths are massive as well compared to elephants. That's, in my head, they're just really, really, really big.
I mean, I don't know, actually, how big. How big is woolly mammoth? There we go. That's some good podcasting for you. About 10 to 12 feet. So then, how big is elephant? How
big
is elephant?
Big. No, I've been with elephant.
You've been with many elephants.
I've lain with an elephant.
And lo, he did lay with elephants. I said 10 to 12 feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the biggest elephants, the Asian elephant, I believe, Elephas Maximus, must be the biggest one.
I love that bit in the Big Bang Theory intro.
Is about 8 foot 7 to 9 foot 6, supposedly. So not too far off.
Yeah.
Like a couple feet bigger.
Yeah.
What's a couple feet in elephants and mammoths, you know? Not that big.
Yeah. 10% of the elephant.
That's like the difference between, like,
me and
Scandinavia
you.
And Asia.
Sure. Or me and you.
Yeah.
A bit closer to home.
I don't know, Luke. I'm a man of the world. I'm a worldly man. No, you know, I've touched all cultures and all cultures
Excuse
have touched me.
Passport, bro.
Look, so all I'm saying is that when I want to compare things, I use statistical averages from different countries in a way that some would describe as racist and others would describe as extremely racist.
There's nuance there.
There's a lot of nuance to be found reading between the lines. It's just more racism. Much like the American Constitution.
Oh, dear.
Well, when you read between the lines, it gets more and more racist.
Yeah,
you
yeah. know? Well, I think you have to... You can just read it.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're an American, because their reading comprehension is piss poor. Lots of people catching strays here in this episode. They've not necessarily made a woolly mouse. They've made a mouse that has long hair, that's frizzy. It's like, yeah.
They've made a woolly mouse, literally speaking.
Yeah.
But they've not made a woolly mouse.
Yeah, it's not like... So what they did in Jurassic Park, if you recall, Luke, you know, the historical film Jurassic
Park. Yeah, if I think back to my childhood.
They used frog DNA to fill in, I think it was frog DNA, to fill in the gaps of the dinosaur DNA that they found, right?
Okay, which I want to see a version of this where that's Kermit the Frog, but moving on.
Well, see, here's the thing, Luke. Kermit the Frog doesn't have DNA.
On
account of being a Muppet.
Wow, that is rude. He's a bit of a Muppet doesn't mean he doesn't have DNA.
No, he's not a bit of a Muppet. He is, you know, I would argue the Muppet.
Whoa.
Yeah, he is like the quintessential Muppet. He's the leader of the Muppets, you know. The sketch comedy troupe the Muppets.
Yeah.
It's more cabaret.
Founder. Founding member?
Yeah.
Of the Muppets?
Yeah, one would say. One could say that, yeah. Yeah, in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Which we're all fine with, by the way. Like, okay, I'm going to take this time, okay, to talk about the Miss Piggy Kermit relationship.
Okay.
Because that man is clearly, you know, like, is clearly being controlled in many ways, and none of us are doing anything about it, you know? It's all fine, you know, we speak out when it's Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, right? But what about when it's Kermit and Piggy?
Mm.
Huh?
Yeah, the real victims here.
Yeah, the real victims of... The real victim. I don't want to. Like, I want to finish saying it, but there's something in me. I think it's called a filter. It's trying to stop me.
Yeah. Conscience.
Yeah. Look, the point of this is that domestic violence bad.
Yes, even
and pointing out that we don't actually do anything about it. You know, and even when we do think we're doing something about it, it's very easy to turn it around and say that the woman's evil. And that's what happened with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Yeah.
And I assume it's what's going to happen with Kermit and Miss Piggy as well. So they want to start changing Asian elephants to be more like woolly mammoths. And then what you do is you'd put that kind of elephant embryo, like elephant-y mammoth embryo, inside of an elephant. Female, ideally. So that
just in the tummy?
Yeah, I mean, like, it'd be a bit of a waste.
In the ear?
I mean, look, you put it in any kind of elephant. You're just listing off places that you've put yourself, right? But in this instance, they'd probably want to stick to female elephants on account of the whole pregnancy thing. Mm-hmm. Females being quite good at pregnancy, you know?
Better than, yeah.
Yeah, if we're talking about like battle of the sexes, females, when it comes to pregnancy, hands down.
It'd be a fun game show to watch, though, wouldn't it?
What, just a bunch you of shagging elephant
what?
After
Excuse
elephant?
Me, what? No, what? I just meant a game show where everyone tries to get pregnant, but...
That's just watching a lot of people have sex. That's porn.
Oh.
You've invented pornography.
I just pitched porn.
Yeah. hey, look, it sells.
And look like a pervert in the process. Great. Woo!
Oh, dearie me. Isn't it funny thinking that you have a child, right?
Yeah.
Child who will be able to find these publicly available videos.
Can we take them down in like 10 years?
No.
Oh.
I mean, we can take them down. I have them on a hard drive.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's her 18th birthday gift. All the embarrassing things I've ever done.
18's too late. I think 15 is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this podcast, you know, younger people listen to it.
Yeah, but they're not my daughter. Save her, please. Spare her.
I do remember once, actually. We did a Sci Guys live show thing, and I made a joke about cunnilingus, as I'm wont to do. Love a bit of cunnilingus, you know me. And a dad comes up afterwards, and he's very cross with me. It was cunnilingus and then analingus as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what is it? The other side of the coin.
Yes.
To cunnilingus. And yeah,
cunnilingus is a lesser known brother.
It's a little asshole, man. like many a little brother. But no, this dad was really displeased with me making those jokes because his child was a child, like maybe 12 or over. And, you know, in my view, you should pay attention to what it is that your kids enjoy. And in another way, that was one of the most terrifying moments of my life. It was really bloody uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because the man was paying me for merch that the kid wanted.
No way!
like, signing stuff. I was trying to be, like, fine. And he was, like, just like, no, man. Like, not pleased at all.
I mean, props to that dad for still coming to the merch stand. And paying us extra money.
Hey, look, I don't care. I got to talk about one of my favorite things, two of my favorite things, and I got money for it. So
cunnilingus and analingus.
Yeah, cunnilingus and analingus.
Nice.
Yeah. They're awesome. And they're so, so close to each other.
Top 10 lingus.
There's just a very little bit of perineum in between. Is that where the perineum is?
Yeah.
You would know.
I only know where it is on an elephant.
Well, an elephant definitely knows what it is on you. But yeah, no, so they kind of changed mice to be more like mammoths, and the idea is to then change an elephant to be more like a mammoth now that you've done those tests in mice, and then to just impregnate that kind of like mutant elephant child.
See, when I heard
about... Not impregnate it, but impregnate another elephant with that sort of mutant embryo.
When I heard about the mammoth stuff, I heard that we actually were going to get the mammoth DNA, actual mammoth DNA, and put that into an elephant and make a sort of like sort of mammoth, like sort of a real mammoth. It's probably not 100% mammoth, but it's like pretty close, and elephant is the closest thing we can use to raise that mammoth fetus. This is like you're dressing up as a Disney character.
Yeah.
Mammoth on an elephant.
Yeah, I guess you're thinking Dolly the Sheep type cloning.
Yeah.
Right? Which is, like, when I say very easy, I mean relatively easy to do when you have the full sort of genome of the thing that you want to clone. But in the case of mammoths, that DNA is just gone, really, right? Even in some of the best preserved samples, as I said, DNA is going to be gone. Cells are going to be destroyed. You know, DNA isn't meant to kind of stand up to thousands of thousands. When did mammoths go extinct? I don't know. Thousands of... I should have looked this up, right?
Well, it's a quantity of thousands.
It's thousands of years, and I know that because there were mammoths kicking about at some point in Egypt.
Really?
Yeah.
That feels closer than I thought.
Yeah, because the last woolly mammoth... I think
it must have been hot as hell.
I feel like the last woolly mammoth died around the time that Cleopatra was kicking. I'm just going to Google mammoth Cleopatra just to check that.
It comes up the really big Cleopatra.
Do you know what? I have no idea if this is true, so we'll cover it on
the Patreon. Woo!
Look, I don't remember
Watch
when mammoths went extinct.
Google something, you could Google yourself. That'll be money, like, please.
When were mammoths? Weirdly, I didn't look into mammoths all that much for this because it wasn't really about the mammoths. Anyway, so they want to make mammoths, but the way they're gonna make mammoths is by f***ing up an elephant,
yeah.
Basically. Because we don't have any mammoth DNA. So
that's a poor excuse.
Well, yeah, I know, right? Let's up this elephant. Why?
Don't have any mammoth DNA.
Just want a woolly elephant.
Yeah, out of interest, what is the stated purpose for this company bringing back a fake hairy elephant?
Yeah, well, the scientists were so concerned with whether they could they didn't stop to think about whether they
yeah. Very good.
In my background, there are two separate Jurassic Park Lego sets.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you've been waiting a long time for this episode.
I just fucking love Jurassic Park. So that's the woolly mammoths, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now on to the dire wolves.
Yeah, what is a dire wolf?
Well, look, it's a
really bad wolf.
It's an ad. Ding-a-ling-ling, is that the ad bell?
Oh, he's following us round.
Don't you just love when people are following you? I really love when people follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and I love even more when people subscribe to us on YouTube.
I love people who do all those things simultaneously.
But look, what if I don't engage with SciGuys on YouTube or Apple Podcasts, and I just want to use Spotify?
Well, firstly, you might in the future have an open mind. But secondly, it also helps the show get out to more people when we have more subscribers on all of those platforms, even if you only use one of them.
So if you love SciGuys and want to see our lives thrive, then you should follow us on all of those platforms, because it's going to make the show even better and bigger for you. And us, too. But you!
And us. But you!
And us. But let's get back to the show!
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So look, I've done some digging.
Okay.
And I've discovered some brand new facts. You know how earlier in this episode, long, long time ago, I mentioned that Cleopatra, mammoths, pyramids, Egypt.
Yes.
You know, that very jumbled mess of what I said.
Yeah, or not true.
I had some time to think about it.
Mm.
And what I was thinking about was that the mammoths were around during the time of the pyramids. The last mammoth died out about 4,000 years ago. Cleopatra was about 2,000 years ago.
Mm.
But Cleopatra is closer to modern day, I think, than to the building of the pyramids, which did overlap with the existence of mammoths.
Mm-hmm.
There were still mammoths kicking around, like woolly mammoths kicking around, whilst the pyramids were, you know, alive, built?
Alive?
Alive. Yeah, alive.
When did they die?
When Logan Paul, I don't know.
So that means there's no Jesus mammoth crossover either.
No.
That's a shame.
No. Otherwise, you know, they'd all have been shagging like mammoths.
Son of God, woolly mammoth.
Let me get my trunk through that hole. His hands
in
hole,
the
stigmata.
That's
right?
A big hole in the hand, though.
I mean, it's a big iron thing, you know, that they put through his hand, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then they put a little crown on him. Anyway, this isn't the Jesus show.
I'm trying to make it the Jesus show.
Is that why you're shacking like two of every creature?
I'm actually a plant from the church.
Okay, look. So, yeah, we're talking about woolly mammoths. Covered those. They're not making woolly mammoth. They're making f***ed up elephants.
Yes.
So, what do you think of this story of the dire wolves that were announced to the world? Romulus, Remus, and Khaleesi that were announced on April 7th from Colossal Biosciences.
I don't even know what a dire wolf is.
You know Game of Thrones?
No.
They're big bloody wolves from a while ago. They're dead now.
They're real?
Yeah.
Not just in Game of Thrones?
No, not just in
Game of Thrones. They're big wolves.
Yeah.
Like the woolly mammoth of mammoths, like elephants to woolly, like a wolf is a dire
wolfy mammoth.
Wolf is to dire wolf as elephant is to woolly mammoth.
Sure, in so yeah, okay, fine. Look, a dire wolf is like a big wolf ancestor, maybe not an ancestor, but it's an extinct wolf type thing that's big.
And they more furry or not?
Well, no, they're just. Where are you getting the more furry from?
Mammoths.
Well, they're not mammoths. They're not everything's connected in that.
No?
Don't you think?
I'm just asking questions.
Do you think Colossal Biosciences
this is,
exclusively,
by the way,
exclusively work with animals that are bigger, hairier versions of other animals?
I do think that, yeah. By the way, when you have like people on the hard right going, I'm just asking questions, this is me just asking questions. Yeah. This is what I mean by I'm just asking questions. I'm literally just asking questions. I'm not like being implicitly racist or implicitly sexist.
No, you're being implicitly racist. That's just not relevant to the questions that you're asking. I think you're always implicitly racist. You're racist, aren't you, Luke?
No.
That's the one thing that we can bond on.
What the hell? This is a callback to last week's episode where you were just constantly being racist.
I wasn't being racist. You can't say that. You're constantly admitting
to being racist.
Yeah, but
which
I've
is
never
not
actually
true.
Been racist.
Right.
It's fine for me to admit to it. Like, if anything, it just makes me a liar, and I'd rather be a liar than a racist.
I think you should go to court and just admit to a bunch of crimes you haven't done and see how that turns out for you.
I mean, I'd probably get arrested for wasting court time or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, true.
A direwolf, I suppose. Okay, right. A direwolf, yeah, if you've not seen Game of Thrones, they're just big, strong
old
wolves. Well, I mean, these wolves are young because they're puppies.
But they're dead.
No, they just announced 3 direwolves.
They're back.
Yeah, catch. Okay, right. Luke, I have a lot of respect for you.
Thank you so much.
Let me rephrase that.
You can leave it there. That's fine.
I had a lot of respect for you.
And still do.
Now, you're a smart person.
Thank you. So you can leave it there.
No, I won't. Oh.
This is so nice until it's not.
You're a smart person, Luke.
Thank you so much.
I worry about your ability to synthesize sort of conclusions from the information that you've got.
It's because I'm not listening.
Right. So what has this episode been about up until this point? Do not say woolly mammoths.
It's been about me shagging woolly mammoths.
Right. Good. Not what
it's been about, like fake cosplaying animals into other animals.
Right. So when I bring up dire wolves,
yes.
What do you think I could be talking about?
Fake cosplay wolves.
Right.
Right. So they're not back though. There's just someone pretending to be them. Identity theft is a real thing.
It's like when Paul died.
And that's why we're sponsored by Incogni.
No, don't give them. Don't give them any. No, we're not.
Come back, Incogni.
Till they give us money, we're not mentioned.
They still give me free Incogni.
Do they?
Yeah, I still get free Incogni. They sent me an email the other day being like, we are protecting you from theft. And it actually did work. Like, I don't get any...
Oh, yeah, you used Incogni. I didn't.
Yeah, they only gave us one.
They only gave us one.
And you were like, you do it. But I used to get loads of spam calls and I don't. Anyway, this is not an ad. Move on.
Yeah, actually, no. Everything you said, but in the negative is my experience.
You get loads of spam calls.
We're neutral. Yeah, because I let's say I also use Incogni.
You don't.
I know, but let's say that I do. So we'll just neutralize all of the advertising you've just given them.
Okay, so I don't get any spam calls, but I miss them. Okay. I want them back, Incogni. Give them back, you thieves.
Like, what are you to do between shagging mammoths? None of your friends will talk to you anymore.
If I didn't have the spam calls, I'd never stop shagging mammoths. The only reason I have any energy left is the spam calls.
Just to pick it.
Oh, thank God for that. I was getting really thirsty. Hello? Yes, I would like to buy an island.
Yeah, so a dire wolf is, it's similar to a wolf. So they've taken grey wolves, and they kind of want to make it more dire wolfy. So I think bigger, I think it is thicker fur, actually.
Oh, well, look at that.
More muscular are the main sort of
hotter things. In general.
Why is this a bestiality episode for you?
I just don't see species.
These are all things that are being recorded.
Rule one, man.
No, buddy. No. You draw the line at Neanderthal.
Okay, like a real man.
Yeah. I mean, look, maybe a bonobo if you're feeling a bit like...
To be fair, our ancestors didn't know where to draw the line with Neanderthals.
We shagged them.
Exactly.
To death.
Oh, no, I don't think that's... Maybe I think that's the science.
We shagged them out of existence.
We shagged them and we killed them. We didn't... It's not necessarily...
Shagged them out of existence.
No.
Yeah, we did.
No.
Yeah, we did.
No.
Shagging Neanderthals out of existence. Oh, no, I'm pretty sure that we did some... Like, you know, we bred with them and then outcompeted them. And so there's lots of Neanderthal DNA within our population, but...
That doesn't mean we shagged them to death.
It does.
It just means we shagged them and separately we killed them.
We didn't necessarily need to kill them. We shagged them and outcompeted them.
Right.
Okay, look.
But yes.
Let's have a further discussion about shagging to death another time, because this is clearly...
On the Patreon!
On the Patreon, because this is clearly going nowhere, okay? So they've basically made fake direwolves. And this is what I don't super love about it, is that, you know, they've not... This is not how they're marketing it. They're kind of marketing it as, like, look at us, we've made, like, sort of this animal not extinct anymore. And it's like, no, you've not. You've just made a big, angry dog.
That's just a lie, though.
Right, it is just a lie. And, like, you know, there was a thing sort of, recently-ish, I can't remember when exactly, maybe 2017 or before or after that, when we kind of looked at direwolf DNA, you and I together, and we determined that it maybe wasn't as close to the wolf and sort of dog as we thought. But that's actually apparently maybe not the case. It might just be that DNA was so shredded up, but with sort of better tools and looking at it. And it's kind of similarly to the way, you know, that I was telling you about mammoths, where you kind of line up the elephant genome and the mammoth genome, and they kind of be like, okay, well, what are the sort of differences that we can see here? It might actually be closer in relation to the gray wolf than we once thought, you know? But still, far enough away that just changing a few genes here and there isn't gonna, you can't really call that thing a dire wolf, you know?
I'm guessing that they are actually, because it's not like just like selectively breeding, they actually are changing those.
Oh, yes.
The patches of the patches of genetics we do have are being changed into dire wolf DNA.
Not necessarily, right? Okay. Like, there's different ways of changing their genes. So they made 20 edits to the genomes, but no, I don't think they would have been inserting much direwolf DNA into it, especially because we don't. It's not easy to get a full genome of an extinct animal, you know, unless we had a tissue sample of it beforehand. Because, as I said, DNA degrades, and it's just, you're just going to struggle to find anything intact enough to really sort of work with.
Yeah, what I'm getting at though is just that what I mean is, like, you could conceptualize of like a gene in a wolf that makes its fur look more like a dire wolf, like visually, but the actual change in the DNA has nothing to do with what the dire wolf's DNA looks like. It's just a totally different change. That's not what's going on here.
That is what's going on here.
As in, they're literally just going like, well, we just need to make it have the same fur. It doesn't matter what the genome looks like. Or they're going like, we'll change that code there into the dire wolf code looks like.
No, from my understanding, it's purely based on phenotype. I could be wrong.
That's just like selectively breeding a marrow. It's like you're just making it look like it. It's not even in any way the same DNA.
Yeah, I struggled to find a paper. In fact, I don't even know if there is a paper that exists yet. It's just articles that have gone out. So it's really hard. It's hard to say, right? But yeah, to my knowledge, they haven't like actually changed the genome to be more similar to the genome of a dire wolf. More that they've changed the phenotype of wolves to make them look more like dire wolves.
Right. That's literally just the same thing we do with like vegetables then.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
But it's just with wolves.
And that's what bugs me about vegetables is that, you know, people will have, non-GMO on their vegetables. And I'm like, that's stupid. Do you know what a wild strawberry looks like? Yeah. It sucks. Yeah. Okay, do you know what a wild banana is? It's all f***ing seed. You like genetically modified vegetables. We have been doing it forever. You just don't like the science of doing it better. Like, that's just ridiculous to me. Stop it. Have your genetically modified vegetables. It's fine for you. You know? Like, the non-GMO thing, I can't think of any reason behind it other than just scaremongering.
Yeah, I guess it's the idea that, like, we might not be as smart as we think we are, so there might be, like, unintended consequences. But so far, we've been quite good at it. We've been pretty good at it.
Yeah, I think if there were unintended consequences from editing the genes of plants, you know, that we eat, we'd have probably seen that by now.
Absolutely.
And honestly, we all smoke and drink and stuff, you know? Not all of us do all of those things, but, like, those are already quite bad for you. Just have a GMO, you know? It's fine.
You're a genetically modified vegetable, so shut up.
But yeah, no, that's it's not necessarily like it's not accurate, you know, the sort of way this is being advertised. What's the word? Marketed. Right? It's, you know, they've not made dire wolves, they've just made wolves that look more like dire wolves. Although they do apparently want to they want to make a dodo.
Of course they do.
But then I think dodo DNA would be much easier to find.
What would you grow it in? What do you know what the nearest relative is? An egg? Well, a dodo
egg? No, an egg.
Just an egg?
Well, yeah.
Like from the shop? Well, this is a great, like, you know those YouTube videos where I picked up an egg from the supermarket and I hatched it into a duck?
Yeah.
Do that with a dodo.
The issue is, right, for elephants, you need to, like, they gestate for 2 years and you need to have an elephant do that. And Asian elephants are endangered, so impregnating an Asian elephant with a fake mammoth for 2 years is going to be hard to, you
know. They've got other stuff to do.
Well, it's, yeah, like,
there's a high demand on their time.
Like, tickle your perineum.
Yeah. You know how much I'm paying them for that?
But it's more just getting the approval to do that is going to be difficult, right?
Yeah, for me.
Yeah, because
they're all my lovers.
Okay. Oh, your harem of mammoths. Harem mammoths. No, but wolves are obviously smaller, easier, right? But
woo.
Very good.
I never realized that. That's the noise they make. And they're also called it. And then the bit of zzz at the end. Wolves.
So, yeah, it's easier to do this with wolves. Just ignoring wolves. You at this point. It's easier to do with wolves than with mammoths and with a dodo because you don't need to necessarily gestate it inside of another animal. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's in an egg. Mm-hmm. It was in an egg. That makes that a lot easier. But yeah, you know, they want to, they say they want to sort of bring back extinct animals. And it can be good for conservation and whatnot. But then it's not, I wouldn't say that like this technology is necessarily new, right? It's just marketed in a different way.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing we've done to dogs.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, I could theoretically take a Chihuahua and I could breed it in a direction that makes it look exactly like a King Charles Spaniel.
Yeah.
But if you put those two creatures, my horrible mutant Chihuahua that looks like a King Charles Spaniel and an actual King Charles Spaniel next to each other, they might not be genetically related at all. They might be further away from each other than even though they are from a Chihuahua.
I'd argue that they probably would be more likely to be genetically similar.
Oh, right.
No, genetically similar to each other because they're all one species.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, the only thing that stops dogs from being able to breed with each other, to my knowledge, is, mechanics.
Size? Can't get up there.
Yeah, genuinely. And, like, also, like, a smaller dog, like, gestating a dog, a pup that is going to be too big for its body.
You do see that, though. You do see weird crosses that somehow they do work sometimes.
Because dogs are all still the same species. And I'm pretty sure like dogs and wolves are still considered the same species. Maybe dogs are a subspecies or something, but like they're still really genetically similar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, changing those like genes, even just through selective breeding, right? You're like, they've got the same genome.
Mm.
So you're probably going to be turning on the same genes that you would be with a King Charles, whatever it is that you want to change your Chihuahua into.
Then that is me creating a King Charles Spaniel.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be exact, but it's probably, what I'm saying is it's probably going to be closer than taking something that's much more distantly related, like a wolf and a dire wolf or an Asian elephant and a woolly mammoth, right? That's like saying, oh, I can make a member of this species look like a member of this species just by selectively breeding it to look more like a member of this species.
Right, just because they're basically the same shape. It's like trying to make a monkey from a person. Like trying to just like breed a person in the direction of like looking. What? Don't look at me like that.
What?
Okay, well, I'll pick a different animal, shall I?
Yeah, I think probably you should. It's, I'm just saying, it's a bit of a minefield to say, breed a person. What person would you choose?
Me. That's fine. Choose me.
You actually don't look... I've done some Photoshopping on your face.
Orangutan? I could do an orangutan
it's
direction.
It's the ginger stuff, man. It's not. You're not all ginger. You look kind of like a chimp.
Thank you so much.
No, look, I remember Photoshopping your face onto... doing a half sort of Photoshop between your face and a chimp face because I thought if I did mine, people would take offense to that.
Mm.
And I've noticed your face molds quite well onto chimp face. It's very good.
Well, how good to know. Okay, so if I bred myself in the direction of being a chimp, like that wouldn't be a chimp. Even though it's genetically close-ish.
You'd be a chump.
I already
am. Genetically close-ish, yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same thing because they're already quite far away. Like in this case, they're a different species. And I assume elephants and mammoths are... like species separate. They're not like just like that's a fancy elephant.
Ooh, little fancy elephant. Oh no. It's weird to me though, because like they're marketing this as, oh, we're bringing these animals back, and saying that their technology can be used to help endangered animals. It's like, well, yeah, cloning could do that.
Yeah, you're bringing these animals back is like saying Elsa is at Disneyland. Like Elsa from Frozen is at Disneyland. It's like, no. Somebody dressed up as Elsa is at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's fine, but it's not true.
It's like if in Jurassic Park, instead of, you know, getting the dinosaur DNA and using frog DNA to fill in the blanks, which is why they explained away that, you know, sort of the difference between how dinosaurs looked in that movie and how scientists think dinosaurs look like nowadays.
Mm.
But it's instead like, okay, well, we got birds, we got like an ostrich, and we just bred it to look like a T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
That would be great, though, to be fair.
No. Those birds are already, like, not terrifying, but, like a cassowary is just not something you want to mess with, you know?
Yeah, they're aggressive as hell.
Yeah, they look...
Or
you're
an
like,
emu. Oh, my God, emus are evil.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Australia fought a war against them and lost. And but it's like, those birds make you realize, oh, yeah, dinosaurs became birds. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just think it's, but you know, taking an ostrich and making it look like a T-Rex would be way less. I mean, actually, that'd be borderline impossible, I think, because just there are so many changes to their anatomy.
You just gotta commit.
Yeah, you just wait for them to re-evolve fingers.
Yeah, you're just impatient, bro.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Play the long game.
I mean, you're definitely playing a long game with them trunks in your in your bum. But no.
in your bum. Trunks in your bum.
Trunks in your bum. That's your thing. No, I just, yeah, they're not really, they're not doing what they say they're doing. And that's just, it's weird to me that, like, they've managed to get away with it. It was, like, the cover of a Time article.
Yeah, it's a shame coming from scientists as well. Like, you kind of expect everyone else to be lying a bit and be a little bit of a fraudster sometimes. But you, a scientist? You're literally a scientist. I couldn't put your claim up to scrutiny with the science and it passed. What the hell are you doing? But then they got to get coverage so they can get some funding.
Yeah, but there's not even a paper about this out yet. And that's the thing. There's no paper. It's just this article and it's kind of sensational. And I mean, I'm not saying there aren't applications for this kind of technology, but I mean, I don't know what the app, like what the applications for bringing back mammoths would be, other than just like a cool sort of sideshow or like having a, not even bringing back mammoths, making an elephant that looks like a mammoth, you know?
Because the science-y justification, if you could bring back a mammoth, would be like, oh, we're developing the technology that could then be used to create biodiversity. Like if a species is going extinct, you could bring back that species. But you've not developed that technology at all. You've developed pretending to have biodiversity by making some sort of jazzy looking versions of the species that already exist.
It's like if all cats died out and then you selectively bred foxes to look more like cats.
Cats are back.
Like, cats are back. It's like, no, you've just got a fucked up fox. Like, it's not the same thing, you know? I don't get it.
Did I imagine it that there was actually a genuine, like, in my childhood / early teenage years, I do have a distinct memory of, like, us actually making an attempt to actually make mammoth DNA and actually put that actual mammoth DNA in an elephant.
Yeah, actually. So they did in, well, like, 2015 or something, add in mammoth cells to, or mammoth DNA to elephant skin cells. Asian elephant. Again, do you remember anything more about this? Like, maybe, like, you Googled it off screen and you actually know what it is and we're just faking this for the podcast?
Wow, look at that, how the sausage is made. So, yeah.
From woolly mammoth.
Yeah, how the woolly mammoth is made. We're calling him sausage. Yeah, I mean, it basically was kind of, it's kind of what you were already saying earlier on about how, like, we can't do that fully because we don't have a full mammoth DNA. But it was specifically, like, taking genes, figuring out where to put them in the elephant DNA, splicing them in, and then basically creating like the ability to have like the similar kind of subcutaneous fat of a mammoth, like to keep it warm, like in what's that movie with the sort of little guy with the eyes, Sid? What's it called?
Toy Story?
No, Sid the Sloth.
Ice Age.
Ice Age, yeah. So like, you know, like when mammoths lived in really, really cold areas, and that's why they were so woolly. Mm-hmm. So like bringing back some of that wool stuff, the subcutaneous fat stuff, like the fat underneath the skin, all those things. But no, the idea that I had in my head that like scientists were genuinely hoping to turn that into an actual embryo and then grow it inside an elephant that is then born, I think it's a bit of a pipe dream. It also probably is very unethical. And like you said, like very risky for the elephant when we don't have a lot of those left.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing as well. Asian elephants are endangered themselves, so you know, Frankensteining them with mammoths.
Yes, and especially like Frankensteining them with DNA that's not even remotely close to theirs. It's different to like Frankensteining one where it's like just a slightly hairier elephant. Like that's less risky.
I just think that like with this, what is the point? Why? You know?
Yeah.
Why?
Other than like kind of superficial, like I keep coming back to Disneyland, but literally like having a theme park where look, that's the woolly mammoth, but it's not. It's just a really sad mutant elephant.
If only there were a movie to tell us why, and book to tell us why this was a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
Like this is one of those things where it feels like science for science's sake, and I don't mind that necessarily. I look sort of more negatively on this because of the sort of misrepresentation of it, sort of sensational, like it being sensationalized, presented as something that it isn't, on top of it being kind of unnecessary.
I think the argument back would be like, well, you know, we were trying to get to space and we accidentally invented the MRI machine. Like, where, you know, you do science, like you say, science for science sake, you accidentally discover things. But I do think that, like, the thing that you at least are attempting to do should also be worth it in and of itself, yeah. Right? Like, for some reason, like, other than if you genuinely intend to make a Jurassic Park theme park, and, you know, we can have a conversation about whether that's helpful, whether we should really take the lessons of Jurassic Park and apply them to the real world. It's just a story, whatever. Mm. Like, you, if you just out and out, like, shamelessly going, I'm going to make a Jurassic Park theme park, and I might accidentally learn how to preserve dying species. Fine. But I think it feels weird, this, because there is actually no, like, no reason we're actually, at least why we think we're doing it in the way that we're like, we're trying to get to the moon and we might accidentally discover some other technologies.
Yeah.
There's no even like justification for why that we like,
yeah,
as
no,
to
I get
why
you.
We think we're doing it.
At least getting to the moon, you can study the moon more in depth.
Yes.
Getting a woolly mammoth, you can, I guess, study the woolly mammoth more in depth.
We're getting a fake woolly mammoth.
Oh yeah. But okay. Well, to be fair, we do kind of have, I'm pretty sure we've got a full genome, or at least mostly reconstructed genome of woolly mammoths, mm-hmm. like for a while now from those tissue samples. But yeah, like to the point where you could see like the differences in genes that elephants have, like, you know, switched on mm-hmm. compared to woolly mammoths. But like, regardless, you're still just making a thing that has gone extinct 4,000 years ago. And that was like, that's like a very generous 4,000 years ago as well, because that's like when the last one we think survived to. Not like when they were in their
ages.
Yeah, not like when they were in their bloody prime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, why are we doing this? Is it really worth it? It's a different story if it was sort of reintroducing wolves and bears to Scotland mm-hmm. and trying to, like, sort of, I guess, genetically engineer them to be more similar to the sort of wolves and bears at the time of they sort of went extinct, mm-hmm. right? That's one thing. But it's a different thing entirely to be like, woolly mammoths have been around for 4,000, haven't been around for 4,000 years. Let's make an elephant that looks like a woolly mammoth, or let's even make a woolly mammoth just to see if we can. Like, maybe start with something a little bit closer to home, by which I mean something that's like going extinct right now, that's endangered, or has only recently gone extinct, which they did with like an ibex in, I don't know, like 2009 or something, maybe.
It's also a really dreadful one to pick. If you're going to pick any animal that you're going to try and practice this on, an animal that like is massive and takes ages to grow,
yeah,
like I suppose like when you were talking there, I thought, you know, when you said we might have pieced together like the woolly mammoth genome from different places, I thought, well, okay, so that might be one thing, is we learn how to bring back an animal from like separate pieces of genome. We found a bit over here, we found this bit over here, we found this bit over here. Can we make a coherent genome that mm-hmm. then results in a living and fertile offspring? That would be an interesting thing to learn how to do and know how to do. But if you were going to do that, you wouldn't do it with a woolly mammoth.
With the biggest thing.
Do it with a small thing. You do it with like flies or something really boring. Like,
right though, yeah.
And you'd probably even do it with like, can you, like, it doesn't even have to be an actual extinct animal. You can do it on like flies that exist now. You just do it where you don't, the scientists don't get to have access to the full genome. Mm. They get to have access to little fragments and they have to try and piece together how to make the real genome and then make a fertile fly.
That would be hard given that they wouldn't necessarily have something to like kind of, so with a woolly mammoth genome, you've got other genomes to look at, right? To be like, what could this genome look like?
Yes.
If you can't just be given like fragments of a genome and necessarily put it together without looking at how similar it is to other genomes.
Okay, so you lock the scientists on an island.
No.
So they can't Google the genome. with no internet, and then you give them fragments of a genome and then full genomes of like quite similar flies, but not the same fly.
Close enough. I mean, I don't think you need to be having them locked on an island.
Game show. It's a Mr. Beast. How do you think we get funding, Corey? It's a Mr. Beast 2028 production. First one to successfully reconstruct the genome of the fruit fly wins £1 million.
And if you want to win £1 million, go to the Patreon. You won't win £1 million,
but we will. from you.
But if you want to, just go there. That's it, Luke. This episode, it's going extinct. And maybe we'll revive it
on the Patreon. Woo! We'll take fragments of what we said and try and construct something living and fertile.
Okay.
How romantic.
Right. Anything else from you, Luke? There's no time!
I've given too much
already. We don't
already.
Have any time, Luke. It's the end of the show.
Oh, I never get to say my bit.
But before we go, we'd like to thank all of our patrons with an extra special thank you to executive producers Rev Lunar, Glitch Rabbit, and Cody Miller. And thank you for watching and listening. You can find the full references for this episode down in the description. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday. And find our merch, Patreon, and everything else at SciGuys.co.uk.
That's Sci... No, SciGuysPod.
Oh, SciGuysPod. Co.uk.
To be honest, either one works.
Yeah, they both work.
We bought them both.
I'm going to be honest, we bought the second one when we realized that it flowed better.
How the sausage is made.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
So much sausage in this.
See you on the Patreon.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.